SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. U.S. government shutdown continues. The pain for many Americans is deepening and the pressure on Washington intensifying to get this stalemate taken care of. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
The twin crises at the heart of the government shutdown fight in Washington coming to a head. The federal food assistance program facing delays and uncertainty. Meanwhile, millions of Americans are set to see a dramatic rise in health insurance bills. The shutdown, the second longest in history, entered its second month Saturday.
One government official says there are a lot of questions and very few answers. Continued staffing shortages, meanwhile, in air traffic control facilities causing delays at many airports. Controllers have been working without pay since the shutdown began October 1st. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has been warning travelers will see more flights delayed or even canceled the longer controllers go without a paycheck. Despite the government shutdown, public policy expert Matthew Continetti says Congress was really pretty busy this past week.
The idea that President Biden was not really running the country, at least certainly not toward the end of his administration, and perhaps for far longer. Then here, Arctic Frost, this sense that the Justice Department, elements within the FBI, and as we know from, you know, even some of the other national security agencies, viewed themselves as partisan actors who deemed half the country as engaged in a potentially criminal enterprise.
Continetti telling the Salem Radio Network that Arctic Frost, a widespread Biden DOJ spy operation, aimed to learn about the activities of hundreds of individual Republicans as well as a number of conservative organizations. This is SRN News. Some good news from America's Protestant pastors.
According to a new Lifeway research poll, things are looking up from an economic perspective. The survey finds that a little less than half of clergymen say the economy is having a negative impact on their congregation, down from two-thirds who said the same thing in the last year of the Biden administration. Lifeway reports 37% of Protestant pastors have seen giving go up this year, 39% say it has stayed the same, 20% say it's down. Michael Harrington reporting.
Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton says he'll challenge longtime Democratic Senator Edward Markey in 2026, saying it's time for the party to embrace a new generation of leadership. Moulton caught flack for some members of his party for saying and he rejected transgenderism, adding he doesn't want his daughters playing sports against any boys' teams. This is SRN News. A defeat for pro-lifers.
A New York judge has dismissed a legal challenge from Texas seeking to enforce a civil judgment against a doctor accused of prescribing abortion pills to a Dallas-area woman. The case tested New York's Shield Law, which protects abortion pill providers. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton wanted a New York court to enforce the decision against Dr. Margaret Carpenter. Acting Ulster County Clerk Taylor Bruck refused, citing the Shield Law. Justice David Gandin ruled that Bruck followed the law, stating Carpenter's actions were legal in New York. Keith Peters, Washington.
The closest super moon of the year approaching in a few days. It happens when a full moon is closer to Earth in its orbit, making it appear to be slightly bigger and brighter. Wednesday's event is the second of three super moons that will be coming up this year. Also, it is the closest. More details at srnnews.com.